book of Acts.
请我们一同来看《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
We'll read verses 10 and 11.
我们来看第十、第十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 10.
使徒行传第一章第十节。
And as they were gazing into heaven, as he was going, behold, also two men stood by them in white clothing.
当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，突然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边。
Who also said, Men of Galilee, why do ye stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, shall thus come in the manner in which ye have beheld him going into heaven.
说加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被劫升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
The same book, chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
We'll read verse 19, 20, and verse 21.
我们念这十九节到二十一节。
Repent therefore and be converted, for the blotting out of your sins, so that time of reflection may come from the presence of the Lord.
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
And he may send Jesus Christ, who was foreordained for you.
主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
Whom heaven indeed must receive till the times of the restoring of all things, of which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since time began.
天必留他等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的。
We have been considering together these days on the life of our Lord Jesus.
在这段的时间，我们一同来思想到主耶稣自己的生活。
Because our faith is centered upon a person.
因为我们的信是基于一个人。
Our faith is not based upon teaching, system, or form.
我们的信心不是基于一些的教导、一些的制度、一些的形式。
Our faith is on a living person, even Christ Jesus.
我们的信心乃是基于一个活的人，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The scripture said, to know him and to know the one who has sent him is eternal life.
圣经告诉我们说，我们若认识他和认识那差他来的，就是永生。
It is to know him.
认识他。
And that is eternal life.
那就是永生。
It is not to know a teaching about him.
不是认识一些关于他的教导。
But to know him himself.
乃是认识他的自己。
It is not a mental consent of who he is.
这不是说头脑上知道他是谁。
It is a living faith. In a living person.
乃是一个活的信心在一个活的人里面。
So our Christian life actually, it is a life relationship with a person.
所以我们基督徒的生命就是与一个人有一个活的关系。
It is a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是我们与我们的主耶稣基督的关系。
And that is the reason why it is so important that we know him.
这就是为什么我们认识他是那样的重要。
We know the Apostle Paul has only one passion.
我们知道使徒保罗他只有一个爱慕。
And that is to know him, to know Christ.
那就是要认识基督。
And may this passion be our passion.
愿意这个爱慕也就成为我们的爱慕。
All we want is to know Christ Jesus.
我们只要知道主耶稣基督。
To know him in a living way.
乃是活的来认识他。
And to have a living relationship with him.
乃是和他有一个活的关系。
That is what Christian life really is.
这就是基督徒的生活。
Now in the past we have gone through some of the life of our Lord Jesus.
在过去的一段时间我们看过主耶稣基督生命的某一部分。
If you still remember, last time when I was here,
你如果记得我上一次来的话,
we fellowship together on the resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus.
我们交通到主耶稣的复活和主耶稣的升天。
So this time, God willing, we will be sharing together on His coming again.
所以这一次如果主愿意的话，我们一同要来交通到他的再来。
We know that our Lord Jesus, He came into this world.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他来到世上。
2,000 years ago, the Word became flesh.
2,000年前道成了肉身。
Tabernacle among men.
居住在人的中间
，full of grace and truth，
满了恩典有真理。
And he lived on this earth about 33 years。
他活在这个世上有33年的时间。
And then he was crucified on the cross。
然后他被钉在十字架上。
We know that he bore our sins in his own body on that tree。
我们知道他在木头上背负了我们的罪孽。
Before he died, he shouted, "It is." Finished.
在他还没有死的时候，他说成了。
The work of redemption is finished.
救赎的工作已经完成了。
And then he gave his spirit to his father.
他就把他的灵交托他的父。
He was buried for 3 days.
他被埋葬三天。
And on the third day, he was raised from the dead.
在第三天，他从死里复活。
And then he appeared to his disciples for about 40 days.
有40天之久，他向他的门徒们显现。
Then he ascended up on high.
然后他就被接上升。
Now while he was ascending up to heaven,
当他升天的时候，
his disciples saw him going up.
他的门徒们看见他被接上去。
So they were all looking up at him.
所以他们就定睛望他。
Then a cloud took him away.
不然有一朵的云彩就把他截取了。
They couldn't see him anymore.
他们就再也看不见他了。
And yet they were still gazing upward.
然而他们还是定睛望天。
And suddenly two men in white appeared to them.
忽然有两个人身穿白衣向他们所站在他们旁边。
He said, "Man of Galilee, why are you looking up?"
向他们说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？
For this one who is taken up.
这离开你们被接升天的。
In like manner, he will come again.
你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
So here you find our Lord Jesus, who was taken up to heaven.
所以你这里看见主耶稣被接上天。
One day he will come back to this earth again.
有一天他还要来到这个世上。
And this is our blessed hope.
这就是我们有福的盼望。
You know, the life of our Lord Jesus will not be complete.
你知道我们主耶稣基督的生命不会是完全。
If he does not come back again.
如果他不再来的话。
He came into this world.
他来到这个世上。
He accomplished the work of redemption.
他完成了救赎的工作。
Now he is sitting at the right hand of his father.
现在他是坐在父神的右边。
Now what is he doing today?
那他今天在做什么呢?
Based upon the finished work of redemption.
乃是根据他完成了的救赎。
He is to bring the restoration of all things.
他要恢复万物。
His work is to restore all things back to his father.
他的工作乃是要把万物恢复归于神。
And when this work of restoration is done,
当这个恢复的工作完成了以后，
then he will come back upon this earth.
他就能够再来到这个世上。
So you remember in Acts chapter 3,
所以你记得在使徒行传第三章，
Peter told us this.
彼得告诉我们，
He said, "You repent and be converted."
他说所以你们当悔改归正
for the blotting out of your sins,
使你们的罪得以涂抹
so that times of refreshing may come upon from the presence of the Lord.
这样的安宿的日子就必从主面前来到
If we repent,And be converted.
如果我们悔改归正的话
then we receive the remission of our sins.
那我们的罪就得以赦免
and we experience the times of refreshing from the Lord.
那我们就可以从主经历那安宿的日子
but that is not all.
但这不是 不单是这样
He said, God may send Jesus Christ.Who was foreordained from you, who heaven indeed must receive till the time of the restoring of all things, of which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since time began.
第二十节，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临，先必留他等到万物复兴的时候，就是曾从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的。
Not only the times of refreshing will come from God upon us,
不单那安宿的日子要从神那里临到我们
but God also promised us,
神也答应我们
that heaven will receive Jesus Christ until the time of the restoring of all things, and then he will come back again.
这里也说天必留他等到万物复兴的时候然后他就要在
So we know today it is in the process of the restoring of all things.
所以我们知道今天就是主在恢复万物的时候
You remember if you read the book Revelation
你如果读启示录的话
You find that after our Lord Jesus has ascended up on high
你就看见当主耶稣被解放线以后
He received from the hands of his father that scroll
他就从他是复理结果那个书卷
which is the title deed of the universe
这就是宇宙的那个地据
and then he began to open the seals
他就把那个印揭开
that is to say he is executing the will of the father
那就是说他在执行父神的旨意
based upon his finished work on the cross
乃是根据于他在十字架上所完成的工作
he is the only one worthy and is able to execute his father's will
他是唯一配得也能够执行父神旨意的
and what is the will of the father
那什么是父神的旨意呢
to bring all things back to himself
就是把万物带回来归于他的自己
to sum up all things in Christ
And to
bring everything into subjection to God.
就万有都服在神的底下。
And that is what the Lord is doing today.
这就是主今天所做的工作。
So heaven will receive him.
所以天会留他。
Until that time.
等到那个时候。
When the restoring of all things shall come.
就是万物复兴的时候。
Then Christ will come back.
那基督就会再临。
And he will rule and reign upon this earth.
他就要在这个世界上掌权。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
what is the blessed hope of the church?
什么是教会有福的盼望呢?
The blessed of the church, hope of the church is the coming again of our Lord Jesus.
教会有福的盼望就是主耶稣的再来
If you turn to Titus
如果你打开提多书
Chapter 2
提多书第二章
Titus chapter 2 verse 11
提多书第二章第十一节
through verse 14
到第十四节
For the grace of God which carries with it salvation for all men has appeared
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来
Teaching us that having denied impiety and worldly lust We should live soberly and justly and piously In the present course of things
教训我们除去不金钱的心和世俗的情欲在今世自守公义敬虔度日
Awaiting the blessed hopeAn appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主基督耶稣。
who gave himself for us that we might redeem, he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify to himself a peculiar people zealous for good works.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，持作自己的子民，热心为善。
In verse 11 it tells us that the grace of God has come upon us in salvation.
第十一节告诉我们，神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
And verse 12 tells us,Because of what he has done for us, how we shall live in this present time.
十二节告诉我们，神既然为我们做成了这个，我们今天应该如何的生活。
And verse 13 tells us how we should look forward, waiting for our blessed hope.
第十三节告诉我们，我们应该怎样往前看，等候我们有盼望的福。
And that is the appearing of our Savior.Jesus Christ.
那就是我们救主基督耶稣的显现。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
we are all here waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus.
我们都是在这里等候基督耶稣的再来。
This is the blessed hope of the church.
这就是教会有福的盼望。
We know in the scripture,
我们知道在圣经里面,
that our Lord Jesus comes upon this earth.
我们的主耶稣来到这个世上两次。
There are two comings of our Lord Jesus.
我们的主来两次。
2000 years ago, he came.
2000年前他来了。
As the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
He came in humility.
他是谦卑的来的。
He came in disguise, as it were.
他好像是化妆的来的。
Even though he were God,
虽然他是神,
yet he took upon himself a human body.
然而他取了一个肉身,
his glory is hidden within him.
他的荣耀乃是被隐藏在里面。
And he lived upon his earth for 33 years.
他在世上过了33年。
Why?
为什么呢?
He came to be the Lamb of God.
他来乃是做神的羔羊。
To bear our sins.
来背负我们的罪孽
that we may be atoned,
叫我们能够被救赎
that we may be redeemed,
叫我们能够被赎回
that is how he came the first time,
这就是他第一次来的地位
but the second time he will come as the lion of Judah,
但是他第二次来他乃是犹大的狮子
he will come as the king of kings and the lord of lords,
他乃是来做万主之主万王之王
he will come to inherit the inheritance,that the Father has given to him.
他乃是来要承受父所赐给他的。
Because he is to be the heir of all things.
因为那他乃是来承受万有的。
Now 2000 years ago, he came.
2000年前他来了。
And we know that he will come again.
我们知道他还要再来。
There are many, many prophecies concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus.
有很多的预言讲到我们主耶稣的再来。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
你知道在旧约的时候
the prophets, as they were moved by the Spirit of God,
先知当他们被圣灵感动的时候
they prophesied of the coming of the Messiah.
他们就预言讲到弥赛亚的再来。
You know, in their prophesying,
你知道在他们讲预言的时候
they prophesied a suffering Messiah.
他们是讲到一个受苦的弥赛亚
but they also prophesying a glorifying Messiah
他们也预言到一个得荣耀的弥赛亚
they did not understand it
他们不明白
how could the Messiah be a suffering one as well as a glorious one
他们不明白弥赛亚怎么能够又受苦又能得着荣耀呢
Not only the prophets themselves did not understand.
先知他们自己不明白。
The nation of Israel, they did not understand.
以色列民他们也不明白。
And even there were some interpretations saying that there will be two messiahs.
有些人甚至说到 有两个弥赛亚
，a suffering Messiah and a glorious Messiah。
有一个弥赛亚是受苦的，另外一个弥赛亚是得荣耀的。
They did not understand.
他们不明白。
Why?
为什么？
It is because there is a mystery in between.
因为在这里的中间有一个的奥秘。
You know, between the first coming of the Messiah and the second coming of a Messiah, there is a mystery.
在弥赛亚第一次的来到和他第二次的来到中间有一个的奥秘。
A mystery that has never been revealed to anybody.
这个奥秘从来没有向任何人显明的。
And if you read Ephesians chapter 3,
你如果看以弗所书第三章
的话， Paul said, but now God has revealed by His Spirit to the apostles and the prophets.
保罗说现在神借着使徒和先知、向他们显明了。
The mystery that has been hidden through the ages.
那从永世以来所隐藏的奥秘
has now been revealed to us.
现在已经向我们显明了。
And what is the mystery?
那这个奥秘是什么？
The mystery is the church.
这个奥秘就是教会。
In other words,
换句话说，
between the first coming and the second coming is the period of the church.
主第一次的再来和第二次的再来中间乃是教会时期。
When Christ came the first time, He came as a suffering Messiah.
基督第一次来的时候，他乃是那受苦的弥赛亚。
In order to accomplish the work of salvation.
好叫他能够成全救赎的工作。
But at His second coming, He will come in glory.
但是他第二次的再来，他乃是要在荣耀里来。
There are not two Messiahs.
没有两个的弥赛亚。
There is only one Messiah.
只有一个弥赛亚。
But the first coming is to suffer.
但是他第一次来乃是要受苦。
And his second coming is for glory.
他第二次来乃是要得荣耀。
And in between is the dispensation of the church.
在这两个的中间乃是教会时期。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
today when we read the prophecies,
当我们今天读到预言的时候，
we know what it is all about.
我们知道那是讲到什么。
We cannot go through the whole Bible and try to illustrate from the whole Bible all the prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah.
我们不能够把整本圣经讲到关于主耶稣弥赛亚再来的预言都来看。
Because it's all over.
因为很多很多。
But when you read the Old Testament,
但是当你看旧约的时候，
you find many prophecies concerning the Messiah.
你就找到很多关于弥赛亚的预言。
And there are some that were fulfilled at his first coming.
有一些的预言是他第一次来的时候就已经实现了。
And there are others that have to be fulfilled at his second coming.
还有其他的是要等到他第二次来的时候才实现。
And there are prophecies that are partially fulfilled at his first coming.
有一些的预言是有一部分已经实现的，在他第一次来的时候。
And will be fully fulfilled at his second coming.
然后在他第二次来的时候就会完全的实现。
Now let us just illustrate a few.
我们来看几个的例子。
Turn to Numbers chapter 24.
我们来看民数记第二十四章。
We know in Numbers,
我们知道在民数记
there was a Gentile prophet,
有一个外邦的先知
whose name was Balaam.
他的名字叫巴兰。
He was not a very good prophet.
他不是一个很好的先知。
Because he loved money.
因为他贪钱。
He wanted to prophesy for money.
他要来做预言来赚钱。
And yet God overruled him.
然而神乃是管在他以上的。
And as a matter of fact, you find that Balaam's prophecies were considered as one of the greatest prophecies in the Old Testament.
实在来说，巴兰他所讲的预言乃是旧约预言里面很大的预言。
We will just mention one.
我们只讲一个。
Numbers 24, verse 17.
民数记第二十四章第十七节。
I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There cometh a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and he shall cut in pieces the corners of Moab, and destroy all the sons of tumult.
第十七节，我看他却不在现时，我望他却不在近日。有心要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列，必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。
We know that Balaam prophesied this while the children of Israel were in the wilderness.
我们知道大兰说这个预言的时候，乃是当以色列民在旷野的时候。
Before they enter into the promised land.
他们还没有进到应许之地。
And there you find the Spirit of God control this wicked prophet.
你就看见神的灵怎么样控制这个坏的先知。
And in a sense, force him to prophesy what God wanted him to say.
从一方面来说，乃是神强他说出神所要说的。
He said, "I shall see him, but not now."
他说，我看他却不在现时。
I shall behold him, but not nigh.
我望他却不在近日。
Now the him here is pointed to the Messiah.
这个他乃是讲到弥赛亚。
And of course he said, I shall see him, but not now.
他说我看他却不在现时。
Because the Messiah will not be born.
因为弥赛亚还没有出生。
Until 1,500 years later.
他不知道要等到大概1500年以后。
And so here you find he said, I shall see him, but not now.
所以他说我看他却不在现时。
I shall behold him, but not nigh.
我望他却不在近日。
There cometh a star out of Jacob.
有星要出于雅各。
Now of course you remember, when our Lord Jesus was born, there was a star.
你记得当主耶稣基督出生的时候有一个星吗？
And it is because of the star.The Magi, the wise men from the east, they came to worship him.
就因为那个星的缘故，从东方有三个博士来拜他。
And a scepter shall arise out of Israel.
他说有杖要兴于以色列。
Now this star is related to scepter.
这个星和杖乃是有关系的。
And that's the reason why you find the wise men said the king of the Jews.Had been born.
那就是呢，东方的博士他们为什么说犹太人的王正在何处
？But he said he shall cut in pieces the corner of Moors and destroy all the sons of tumult.
他说他必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱自己。
In other words, all the enemies will be destroyed.
换句话说，所有的仇敌都要被毁灭。
But this didn't happen at the first coming of Christ.
但是这不是在主耶稣第一次来的时候实现的。
But we do know that at his second coming, this will be completed.
但是我们知道，当主耶稣第二次来的时候，这个就必定要实现。
Because all the enemies will become his footstool.
因为所有的仇敌都要做他的脚凳。
All the enemies will be destroyed.
所有的仇敌都要被毁灭。
And he will establish his kingdom upon this earth.
他在这个世上要设立他的国度。
Let us turn to Isaiah.
现在我们来看以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
That is another great prophecy.
这是另外一处很大的预言。
That Isaiah prophesied of the Messiah.
弥赛亚在这里讲到关于弥赛亚
verse 6 and verse 7。
弥赛亚书第九章第六节第七节。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peaceThere shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with judgment and with righteousness from henceforth even forever. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this.
以赛亚书第九章第六节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、可是全能的神、永在的父、和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。 冠军是耶和华的热心必成就的事。
We know again this prophecy was only partially fulfilled when Christ was born.
我们知道再一次这里所讲的预言在主耶稣第一次出生的时候有一部分已经实现了。
Because a child is born.
因为实在有婴孩为我们而生。
And who is this child?
那这个婴孩是谁呢？
The child is the son that is given.
乃是一子赐给我们的。
And he is the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Who came into this world and be born as a child.
来到这个世上他诞生成为一个婴孩。
And yet in the mind of God,
然而在神的心意里面
Government is upon his shoulder.
政权被担在他的肩头上。
He is the king of the Jews.
他是犹太人的王。
He is born king.
他生下来是做王的。
He is the king of the universe.
他是宇宙的王。
His government shall increase and knows no end.
他的政权乃是无穷尽的。
He will sit upon the throne of David.
他被坐在大卫的宝座上。
And he would uphold his government with justice and with righteousness.
他要治理他的国以公平公义使国坚定。
Now we know this hasn't been fulfilled yet.
我们知道这还没有实现。
But we do believe that it will be fulfilled.
但是我们相信是要实现的。
So again you'll find this prophecy was only partially fulfilled at its first coming.
所以这里我们又再看到所说的预言有一部分是实现的。
But it will be fully fulfilled at his second coming.
然后在主第二次来的时候就要完全的实现。
Or if we turn to another one.
如果我们来看另外一处。
The last book in the Old Testament.
旧约的最后一卷书。
Malachi.
马拉基书。
Malachi chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
马拉基书第三章第一节第二节。
Behold, I send my messenger.And he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom he seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the angel of the covenant whom he delight in. Behold, he cometh as Jehovah of hosts. But who shall endure the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he shall be with thee like a refiner's fire and like fuller's lyre.
马拉基书第三章第一节，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立月的使者就是你们所仰望的快要来到，他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的日子谁的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼净之人的火，如漂布之人的碱。
Now again you find this verse, these two verses,only partially fulfilled at the first coming of our Lord.
这里我们又再看见主耶稣第一次来的时候就叫这个预言有一部分实现了。
Because John the Baptist was sent before him as the messenger.
因为至使约翰乃是在他的面前做他的使者。
To prepare the way of the Lord.
他预备主的道路。
But they rejected John the Baptist.
但是他们拒绝了
And they also rejected the Messiah.
他们也拒绝了弥赛亚。
So you find that this prophecy was only partially fulfilled.
所以你看见这里的预言有一部分是实现了。
But it will be fully fulfilled at the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
但是当主第二次来的时候，这个预言就要完全的实现。
Now if you turn to the New Testament,
如果我们来看新约的话
we are told.That the coming of the Lord, that is the second coming of the Lord, is one of the major subjects in New Testament prophetic truth.
圣经里面讲到关于主耶稣第二次的再来，乃是所有预言真理最重要的部分。
One in every 25 verses in the New Testament.
每二十五在新约里面每二十五节的圣经里面
That verse either refers to the rapture of the church or to the coming of the Lord to set up his kingdom.
每二十五节里面就有一节是讲到教会的背题，或者是主来到设立他的国度。
So the New Testament is full of the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
所以在新约里面实在是满了第二主耶稣第二次来的信息。
Our Lord Jesus Himself mentioned it many times.
我们的主耶稣自己讲了很多的次。
You know when He went into Jerusalem for the last time.
你知道他最后一次进到耶路撒冷的时候
He saw Jerusalem
他看见耶路撒冷
And he wept over that city
他就为耶路撒冷哀哭
He said Jerusalem, Jerusalem
他说耶路撒冷耶路撒冷
For many times I want you put under my shelter
我许多次要把你聚集在我聚集来
As the hen gathered the little chicken under His wings.
好像母鸡聚集小鸡在它的翅膀底下。
But you were not.
但你不听话。
So your house will be left desolate.
所以你的屋子要变成荒场。
And you shall not see me until you say, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
你们必不再见我，直到你们说奉主名来的是当称颂的。
So the Lord Jesus prophesied.
所以主耶稣他自己做预言
He was rejected by the nation of Israel
以色列民拒绝他
But one day they were said Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord
但是有一天他们要说那奉主名来的是当唱受圣颂的
They shall see him again
他们要再见他
And you know our Lord Jesus He went to Mount Olives And you know, when, I mean, he left the temple and he went with his disciples to Mount Olives. And the disciples turned back and pointed the temple to our Lord Jesus. He said, look, how wonderful is this temple.
这个殿是何等的伟大
Adorned with beautiful stones
有很多很好看的石头
And the Lord said
主耶稣说
One day
有一天
Not one stone will be upon another stone
没有一块石头会留在另外一块石头上面
And of course the disciples were astonished
当然门徒他们就觉得很稀奇
So after our Lord came to Mount Olive
所以当主耶稣来到橄榄山的时候
Four of his disciples came quietly to him
有四个的门徒就静静地来到主耶稣面前
And asked him that question
就问他一个问题
When shall these things be?
这些事在什么时候实现呢
Not a stone upon a stone of the temple will be there
见你一块的石头也不留在另外一块石头的上面
And what is the sign of your coming and the completion of the age?
时候的末期和你的再来有什么的预兆呢
And you know our Lord Jesus began to share with them
我们的主就和他们有交通
He said
他说
As the days of Noah
挪亚的日子
So shall be the days of the coming of the Son of Man
挪亚的日子如何人子的日子也如何
So he prophesied that he will come back again.
所以他乃是预言到他还要再来。
And then, of course, you find in many, many parables that our Lord said.
然后在耶稣所讲到许多的比喻里面。
You know, the disciples were like the Jews at that time.
你知道门徒们他们和当时的犹太人一样。
They were expecting our Lord Jesus to establish his kingdom right now, right there.
他们乃是以为主耶稣在当时就在那里要设立他的国度。
So when our Lord was going to Jerusalem, they were thinking that he was to establish his kingdom.
所以当主耶稣往耶路撒冷去的时候，他们就以为主耶稣要在那个时候就设立他的国度。
Now our Lord taught them many, many parables.
你知道主向他们讲过许多的比喻。
And in the parables, he told them, he said, like a nobleman going away to a far country.
有一个比喻，他就说有一个富有的人，他要到远方去
，to receive his kingdom，
来得着他的国度。
But one day he will return，
但是有一天他还要再来。
But the disciples did not understand，
但是门徒们他们不明白。
So he foretold that he will come back again，
所以他告诉他们他还要再来。
And when he was judged by the high priest，
当他被大祭司审问的时候
He said You shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Almighty and will come in the cloud with glory.
他说你要看见人子坐在至高神的右边他要做云彩回来。
So again, the Lord Jesus himself telling us that he is coming back again.
所以主耶稣他自己告诉我们他还要再来。
And here you find in Acts chapter 1.
所以在这里在使徒行传第一章
While he was taken up to heaven,
当他被解上天的时候
the two men in white told the disciples.
那两个身穿白衣的人就告诉门徒们说
The one who has gone up, he will come back. In like manner.
那个被借圣殿的耶稣，他如何被借上去？他还要怎样来
？So dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，We have the words of prophecy. Make sure.
我们有先知的话，叫我们可以肯定。
We have the promise, even our Lord Himself.
我们有主自己给我们的应许。
That He is coming. Back again.
就是他还要再来。
And this is what we are all looking forward to.
这就是我们所盼望的。
Now the question is,
问题现在就是,
how will he come back?
他怎么样再来呢?
In Acts chapter 1,
在使徒行传第一章,
verses 10 and 11,
第十节, 第十一节。
It is said that the way he is going will be the same way he is coming back again.
那你说到主耶稣怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来？
It is in the same manner.
是同样的。
That is the way that the Lord will come.
这就是主怎么样还要再来的。
Now how was he taken up?
耶稣怎么样被接上去呢
？You remember he assembled his disciples on the Mount Olives.
你知道他聚集门徒们在橄榄山那里。
And then he began to ascend from Mount Olives.
然后他从橄榄山就被提上去。
They all saw him going up.
他们都看见他被接上去。
And then suddenly a cloud took him.
突然有一朵云彩把他接去。
They could not see him anymore.
他们就不再见他了。
But they were still looking up.
但是他们还是定睛往上面看。
So in other words,
换句话说,
the way he went up,
他怎么样上去?
Is two stages.
有两个阶段。
The first stage is from Mount Olive to the cloud.
第一个阶段乃是从橄榄山到那个云彩。
Visible.
看得见的。
The second stage is from the cloud to the throne.
第二个阶段乃是从云彩到他的宝座。
Invisible.
看不见的
They could not see him.
他们不能看见他
But we know that he has arrived in heaven.
但是我们知道他已经到了天上
Why?
为什么呢
Because on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was given.
因为在五旬节的那一天圣灵被差遣下来
That's the proof that he arrived in heaven.
这就是主已经到了天上的证据
And furthermore,
再进一步
John saw in the vision.
约翰在异象里看见
He got a view of the ascension of the Lord in Revelation chapter 5.
在启示录第五章使徒门徒约翰他有一个异象就是看见主升天
It is a replay of the glorious ascension.
就是主升天 的重显
But anyway,
无论如何
That is the way he was taken up.
这就是主怎样被接上去
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
In like manner, he will come back.
照样的他还要再来。
First, from the throne to the cloud.
首先从宝座到云彩。
Invisible.
是看不见的。
Second, from the cloud to Mount Olive.
然后从云彩到橄榄山。
Visible.
看得见的。
From the throne to the cloud, invisible.
从宝座到云彩是看不见的
Because he comes like a thief.
因为他来好像一个贼一样
You know, a thief is almost like an invisible person.
你知道贼就好像一个看不见的人一样
Because when a thief comes, he will not blow a trumpet.
因为贼来的时候他不是吹号的
I'm coming.
啊，我来了。
No，
不是的。
It seems as if you always know when you are not ready。
他总是知道你还没有预备好的。
The Lord's coming will be like a thief。
主耶稣的再来会好像一个贼一样。
He will come suddenly。
他突然就来了。
And he's gone。
然后他又走了。
But the treasure is already taken。
但是那个宝贝已经被拿走了。
You know the thief will come into your home。
你知道贼来到你的家里。
He will not steal your garbage。
啊，他不会拿你的垃圾。
He will steal your treasure。
他要把你宝贝的。
He knows where your treasure is hidden。
他知道你的宝贝藏在哪什么的地方。
And before you realize, he's gone with the treasure。
你还没有知道的时候，他已经把你的宝贝的东西拿走了。
The Lord's coming is like a thief。
主耶稣的再来好像一个贼一样。
He will come and steal away the treasure。
他要来就要把那个宝贝的偷走。
But from the cloud to Mount Olive，
但是从云彩到橄榄山
，Every eye will see him，
每一个的眼睛都能够看见。
He will come like a lightning，
他好像闪电一样。
From the east to the west，
从东到西。
You know our Lord Jesus said。
你知道主耶稣他说
，People say now Christ is here, Christ there。
有人说基督在这里，基督在哪里
？The Christ is in the closet。
基督在
closet。
哦，在那个衣柜里面。
Christ is in the wilderness。
基督在旷野。
Do not listen to them。
不要听他们说。
Because he said when Christ shall come, he will come like a lightning。
因为当基督来的时候，他好像闪电一样。
Everybody will see it。
每一个人都能够看得见的。
That is his coming。
这就是主的再来
，Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Isn't that wonderful？
这是不是奇妙呢
？You know the word coming？
你知道来这个字
？In Matthew chapter 24，
在马太福音第二十四章
，What is the sign of your coming？
这里说到你来的时候有什么预兆呢
？The completion of the age，
在什么时候满足的时候
？The coming there in Greek is parousia。
在希腊文这个的来是 parousia。
We know that in Greek there are several words, Greek words that all can
做 parousia。
Parousia means presence。
Parousia 就是说到主的同在。
You know today the Lord is absent。
你知道主现在今天不在。
Yet he is present in the spirit。
然而他在灵里乃是与我们同在。
But he is absent because he is in heaven。
但是他不在，因为他在天上。
But one day he will be present again.
但是有一天他又要与我们同在。
Now parousia, all who knows Greek,
认识希腊文的人
，all who knows the Bible,
认识圣经的人都知道。
They tell us that parousia refers to a period of time.
Parousia 是讲到一段的时间
，which includes a series of events.
在这段时间里面包括一连串的事。
In other words,
换句话说
，Today we think of the coming of the Lord as one event.
今天我们讲到主的再来，好像就是一件的事。
And we think of it as it is at one time.
我们想到这件事，就好像是某一个时间就要实现的。
The appearing of the Lord.
耶稣忽然出现了。
And everyone will see him.
每个人都看见主。
That is what we think of the coming of the Lord.
这就是我们想到主耶稣再来的时候的。
But we have to remember，
但是我们要记得
，that parousia is a period of time。
Parousia 是讲到一段的时间。
And it includes a series of events。
也包括一连串的事。
It begins with the throne，
乃是从宝座开始。
To the cloud，
到云彩。
From the cloud，
从云彩。
To Mount Olive，
到橄榄山。
That is the coming of the Lord.
这就是主的再来。
It begins with the rapture of the saints.
乃是从圣徒被提上天。
It ends with the battle of Armageddon.
然后结束于哈米吉多顿的大战。
That is the parousia of the Lord.
这就是主耶稣的再来。
So you remember our Lord Jesus said.
所以你记得主耶稣他自己说
He said, As the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man.
他说挪亚的日子如何人子再来的时候也要如何
Matthew chapter 24
马太福音第二十四章
Two men
两个人
was working in the field
在田里工作
Two women
两个女人
was grinding the meal.
在推磨。
And in Luke
在路加福音第十四节，
he said two men were sleeping.
有两个人在睡觉。
Suddenly, one is taken, one is left.
突然一个被接去，一个被留下。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹们，
who are these two men?
这两个人是谁呢？
Not six men.
不是六个。
Or four men, two women.
不是四个男人，两个女人。
Only two.
只有两个。
Why? Because the earth is round.
因为世界是圆，地球是圆的。
When the Lord shall come.
上主耶稣来的时候。
In some place, it is early morning.
在某一些的地方是清早。
So the women were grinding.
所以有一些女人是在推磨的。
In another place, it's noon time.
在别的地方是在中午。
So they were working the field.
所以有一些人是在田里工作。
And still in another place on the sphere. Of the earth.
在地球的另外一边是在午夜。
So they were sleeping.
所以他们在睡觉。
Actually only two.
实在来说只有两个。
Now who are these two?
这两个是谁呢？
These two represents Christians, believers, true believers, who are living at the time of the coming of the Lord.
这两个人来自代表真正相信的基督徒，他们在主这段基督徒是在主耶稣来的时候，他们活在世上。
Two is a number of witness and testimony.
圣经里面讲到二就是说到见证。
Two or three gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
只说有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们的中间。
That is the church.
这就是教会。
Now why only two?
为什么只有两个呢？
We know that 12 is the complete number.
我们知道12是完全的数字。
Where are the other 10?
那其他的10个在哪里呢？
Well, you read on.
如果你继续往下读。
In Matthew 25, you find 10 virgins.
在马太福音第25章你就看到10个的童女。
5 foolish and 5 wise.
5个聪明的童女，5个愚拙的童女。
Just like the two, one taken and one left.
就好像那两个，一个被截去，一个被留下。
The ten virgins represent saints who have already fallen asleep, that is dead before Christ coming.
那十个的童女乃是代表那些在主来的时候已经睡了的圣徒。
Through the centuries,
经过历世历代
，many saints have died.
许多的圣徒已经睡了。
They were represented by the ten virgins.
这十个的童女就代表了这些已经睡了的圣徒。
Five wise.
五个聪明的。
Five foolish.
五个愚拙的。
And then you find the two who are still living at the coming of the Lord.
然后你就看见有两个在主来的时候还是活着的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We are among the two.
我们来自这两个。
Because our Lord is coming soon.
因为我们的主快要来了。
One is taken, one is left.
一个被接去，一个被留下。
Now who is taken and who is left?
谁被接去，谁被留下呢？
The Lord comes like a thief.
主来的时候好像一个贼一样。
He comes to steal away.
他来乃是要偷窃。
Do you think he will steal away garbage?
你以为他会偷去那些垃圾吗？
Do you think he will take those who are unready for him?
你以为他来要接那些还没有预备好的吗？
Who still love the world?
他们还是爱世界的。
Who do not deny themselves?
他们还没有舍己的。
Take up the cross and follow him?
还没有背起十字架来跟从他的。
Of course not.
当然不是。
In other words,
换句话说
among believers,
在信徒中间
some are ready for him.
有一些是预备好的。
Every day is ready for him.
每一天他们都预备好
了。But other people say, well, he will not come.
但是有一些人说他还没有来。
Like the wicked servant.
就好像那个恶的仆人一样。
The Lord will delay.
主人必要迟来。
Therefore, he will drink.
所以他就喝
he will beat his fellow servants.
他就打他的其他的仆人。
And suddenly the Lord returns.
忽然主人就回来了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
all the prophecies.
所有的预言。
That must be fulfilled before his coming had been fulfilled.
所有在主以前，在主来以前需要实现的预言已经实现了。
There are still prophecies that will not be fulfilled until his coming.
还有一些预言是要在主耶稣再来的时候才实现的。
They will be fulfilled after his coming.
主耶稣来了以后就会实现了。
But all the prophecies that we know of that must be fulfilled before his coming have been fulfilled.
但是圣经里面所有讲到主耶稣，所有需要在主耶稣再来以前实现的预言已经实现了。
Therefore, anytime he can be present.
所以主随时都可以再来。
But when he is present at first, he will present as a thief.
但是他再来的开始好像一个贼一样。
One is taken.
一个被接。
The one who is ready will be taken.
那已经预备好的就会被接去。
The one who is not ready will be left behind.
那还没有预备好的就要被留下。
This is the first rapture of the saints.
这是圣徒头一次的被接圣徒上。
Suddenly throughout the whole world.
忽然间在全世界里面。
Many Christians disappear.
有许多的基督徒他们忽然不见了。
That marks the beginning.Of the coming of the Lord.
这就是主再来的开始。
Read Revelation chapter 12.
如果你看启示录第十二章。
When the man child is born.
当那个男孩被生的时候。
Immediately he's taken to the throne.
立刻他就被接到宝座那里去。
That man child is collective.
那个男孩乃是一个众数。
They are the overcomers of the church.
他们乃是教会的得胜者。
And they will go through the cloud.
他们就要经过云彩。
You know the air today is where Satan has his headquarters.
你知道今天在空中乃是撒旦掌权的地方。
But the man child has thrust through the headquarters of Satan.
但是那个男孩可以通过撒旦的总部来到主。
Then they come straight to the throne.
他们就直接的往宝座那里去。
Why?
为什么呢
？To prepare the Lord from the throne to the cloud.
为什么呢？他们乃是要预备主从宝座来到云彩。
And after this happened,
这个发生了以后
，there will be war in the air.
在空中就有征战。
Michael and the angels.Would fight against Satan and his angels.
米迦勒和天使们就会和撒旦和撒旦的天使者们征战。
And Satan will be thrown from the air to the earth.
撒旦就要从空中被摔到地上。
The air is clear.
然后空气就清新了。
And Christ will come from the throne to the air.
基督就会从宝座来到云彩。
What happened?
在地上有什么事情要发生
On earth there will be the great tribulation.
在世上就会有大灾难
Three and a half years great tribulation.
有三年半的时候是大灾难的时期
But after the great tribulation.
但是经过大灾难以后
If you read Revelation chapter 14.
你如果看启示录第十四章的话
You'll find that aside from 144,000 were already in Mount Zion in heaven.
你就发现除了那144,000人他们是在锡安山上的
And they represent the overcomers of the church
他们代表教会的得胜者
They are already with the Lamb
他们已经与羔羊同在
They have already been raptured
他们已经被提上线
Because they were the first fruits
因为他们是初熟的果子
The first fruits will be first cut
初熟的果子都会首先被收割
And be presented to the temple
然后被献于宝座面前献在圣殿里面
But then you'll find one sitting on the cloud with a golden crown
但是你又看见有一位坐在云彩上面是戴着那个金的冠冕
And he had golden sickle
他来做一个金的镰刀
And the voice says the harvest is ready
有一个声音说收割的时候到了
So he threw the sickle
他就把镰刀丢出去
And harvest upon the earth.
就在世上受苦。
These are the ones who are left behind.
这就是被留下的人。
Through tribulation, they also are matured.
经过灾难以后，他们也成熟了。
And they are dry.
他们也干了。
They are ready.
他们也准备好了。
So they will be harvested.
所以他们也会被收割。
But they will be harvested to the air, to the cloud.
但是他们被收割以后，乃是被接到天上去。
That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
这是提摩太帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
And the last trumpet，
最后的号筒。
That is the seventh trumpet，
那就是第七个号筒。
You will find all who are dead in Christ will be risen，
你就看见那些在基督里已经睡了，他们都要醒起来。
And who are alive but are still remaining on earth，
那些还活在世上的。
They still remain on earth，
他们还停留在世上。
They will be changed。
他们会改变，会被改变。
They will all be raptured to the air.
他们都要被提上天。
Because Christ was there.
因为基督在那里。
And that is where you find the judgment seat of Christ.
你就在那里看见基督的审判台。
There will be a family judgment.
这里是审判主之家。
All the believers as the family of God will be before the Lord.
所有的信徒就是主的家都要在主的面前。
And he will judge us according to our deeds.
主要按着我们的工作审判我们。
And will reward us accordingly.
他要按着我们所行的赏赐我们。
And while this was going in the air,
当这个在空中执行的时候
on the earth, that is the wrath of God.
在地上我们就看见神的愤怒。
The seven bowls.
那七碗
the wrath of God,
神的愤怒
the judgment of God is upon this earth,
神在世上施行审判
and when the judgment seat of Christ is finished,
当主耶稣的审判台完成了以后
then he will come with those who are called, chosen and faithful,
他就要来和那些被拣选蒙召有忠心的
he will come and his feetWill touch the Mount of Olive.
他就要来，他的脚要踏在橄榄山上。
And Mount Olive will be broken into two.
橄榄山就要被分开为两半。
Scientists have already discovered there's a line in Mount Olive.
科学家已经发现有一个的在橄榄山有一个的分界。
If there's an earthquake, Mount Olive will be divided into two.
如果有地震的话，橄榄山就会分为两半。
The Lord will come to save Israel.
主耶稣要来，他要拯救以色列。
And there will be the last battle, the battle of Armageddon.
在那里就要有最后一次的圣战，就是哈米吉多顿的圣战。
And Satan will be bound.
撒旦就要被捆绑。
Throw into the bottomless pit.
就被丢在无底坑里。
The false prophet and the Antichrist.Will be thrown into the lake of fire.
假先知和敌基督就会被投在火湖里。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the Lord will establish His kingdom upon this earth.
主耶稣就要在地上设立他的国度。
And peace shall reign upon this earth.
平安就要管治这个世界。
The restoring of all things have finally come.
万物最后都被恢复了。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
we know he is coming soon.
我们知道主快要来了。
How should we be ready before him?
我们怎么样来预备好呢？
Waiting for his return.
等候他的再来。
This is our blessed hope.
这就是我们有福的盼望。
When the whole world is trembling with fear.
当全世界在乃是在战惊恐惧的时候
the Lord said,
主耶稣说
Look up,
往上看
for your redemption draws nigh.
因为你的救赎已经近了
Praise the Lord.
感谢主
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告
主我们实在感谢赞美你你怎样第一次来成为神的羔羊替我们赎罪我们赞美你，你第二次还要来， 了解我们到底哪里去，你要建立你自己的国度在地上，你的荣耀要充满全地，好像水充满洋海一样。我们的主，为着你的再来，我们实在敬拜你。我们的主，我们在你的面前的祷告就是求你快来，也预备我们的心，当你来的时候我们可以坦然无惧见你的面，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。